So the, were the red zone deficiency today, was that the difference in this one for you?
Yeah, that was critical. I think that was probably the turning point in the game, was the fact that we couldn't score touchdowns in there. You know, you play a good team like that, you got to make the most of your opportunities, and unfortunately, we weren't able to do that today.
A little bit of that, Marcus. I mean, you're fairly new with a lot of these receivers. Can that play into it a little bit early in the season?
Not necessarily. I thought the receivers did a good job. I thought offensively we moved the ball. We kind of stalled down there in the red zone. And, you know, that's something that we're good at. I think, you know, over the last couple of years, we've made a lot of plays down in the red zone. Just today we weren't able to do that.
When you threw the ball to Corey for his first reception, we've heard you guys talk about the things he's done in practice that we haven't seen. Was that the type of thing that you guys have seen before that made
yes.
you confident was going to happen again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's the standard. I think that's what he can live up to. You know, and we can always get better. We can always improve. But I thought he did well today.
How much do you think missing a couple of your wideouts for a significant period of time this preseason contributed to, you know, not being able to get in sync today?
Not at all. I thought we moved the ball well. You know, it just came down to the fact when we got down in the red zone, we didn't score. You know, you got to give credit to Oakland's defense. They made a couple plays on there when we didn't. And, you know, I don't think that has anything to do with the receiving core.
Do you have any route mix-ups, anything like that, with those guys at all today out there?
No.
Run for that 10-yard touchdown to open the game. Thoughts on what you saw there, and can you just sort of walk us through?
Yeah, they just came out just like it did in practice. You know, the end ended up trying to grab the running back. Delaney and the receiver did a great job blocking. You know, it really was a easy run for me. Those guys just did all the work. I just kind of had the ball.
You guys have talked about the good or bad, not that this wasn't going to count for more than one. How confident are you that this locker room isn't going to take that as a sign of anything to come?
Yeah, I mean, confidence-wise, I think everyone's fine. You know, obviously, it sucks to lose your home opener. But at the same time, you know, I thought we did a lot of good things. There was a lot of good plays out there. We just didn't make enough. And when you face a good team like Oakland, you know, you got hit on all cylinders. And, you know, unfortunately, we just didn't make enough plays.
Those third and longs in the first half really sustained some stuff and let you guys move. How much of a confidence builder is that when you're facing third and eight, throwing completions without much?
Yeah, I think you just build rhythm. You know, to be able to gain a first down, especially in those long situations, you know, builds rhythm, builds confidence, gives the guys life. And, you know, I thought overall today, I thought third down, we did a pretty good job. But just, again, we didn't convert our third downs in the red zone. And that's critical.
On the field goal that you guys got in the third quarter, it was, I think, fourth and one, and first one and a half at the seven. Any thought of going for it, or did you lobby coach to try to go for that play?
Really depends on coach. You know, I thought he made the right call, you know, get us within three, I think, in that situation. Obviously, we would have loved to score a touchdown there, get up one. But I thought overall we just needed to get some points on the board and just give ourselves a shot.
When you're walking off the field, having led the team for a 90-plus yard drive, and you know you're right down at the goal line and have to settle for that field goal.
It's tough, frustrating. You know, in this league, it's hard to score. And when you sustain drives, as long as we did today, a couple of them, you know, you just want to finish with a touchdown and get more points on the board. But unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. But yeah, it was definitely frustrating.
You ever lobby to go for it, a situation like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, depending on the feel of the game, you know, I just thought we needed to get points there. I thought coach made the right call, and, you know, we rolled with it.
Did you know you were going to start the game with an onside kick?
We had an idea, for sure. You know, again, hats off to Oakland. They were ready for it. They made a good play. But I love that. I love the aggressiveness. I love being a part of that culture, and, you know, I thought Coach Malarkey did a good job in making that call.
How much more comfortable do you feel with Rashard and Delaney as receivers as opposed to, you know, some of the newer guys?
I'm comfortable with every single one of those guys. Doesn't matter who's out there. You know, I think every single one of them have the ability to make plays. And, you know, today I thought guys did.
Did you
It's got to be the mindset coming back in this week, getting ready for Jacksonville.
Flush it and move on and get ready to go. That's all you can do. You know, it's a long season. You know, build off of the positives, look back and fix the negatives, and get ready to go for Jacksonville.
Corey makes his first catch, pretty big third down conversion. Any fist pumping for you or any, you know, attaboys?
Yeah, I mean, give him a high five. You know, that's, again, that's the expectation. That's what he's shown us in practice. That's how we expect him to play. That guy can be very explosive, can make a lot of plays for us. And, you know, we're going to need more of that from him this year. Thank you, guys.
What's this week mean to you guys going back to Jacksonville for you personally?
Honestly, I haven't put much thought into it. You know, it's a division opponent. You know, it's a road game. And that's of most importance is just going out there and playing well and getting a win. You know, we didn't play very well in our division last season, and, you know, we have to change that if we want to go and accomplish the things we want to do.
Anything to going back onto that field where you suffered your injury?
No. I mean, it's still football. It's still a game I love to play. You know, looking forward to the challenge and ready to move on.
Do you think you'll feel or the guys will feel any additional pressure having lost the opener, not wanting to drop to 0-2 or?
No, it's a long season. You know, obviously you want to look at this game, you want to improve, but you can't, you got to flush it, you got to move on. You know, we got to find ways to get ready, and I think we will.